So the question arises, is that the requirement of using a kli, this nitzil which we're talking about, which is for the purpose of tefillah, does it not require a kli? Well, we'll talk about separately the requirement of washing in the morning to remove the ruach ra. That's a separate issue, and we want to stress it again. That we're not talking about that issue. There's a separate halach of the tefillah independent of the washing of the morning, which is for the purpose of removing the ruach ra. Independent of that, there's a halach of the tefillah in the morning for the purpose of tefillah. Many times we can use that one tefillah for both. Many times we can't. So this netilah, which is for the purpose of tefillah, for davening, does that require a kli? So the Beis Yosef brings this question, and the Beis Yosef seems to make it say the following thought. He says, according to the Rosh, which the purpose of the washing in the morning is to washing before davening is because of the nekiyus of your yadayim, to cleanse your hands, there's no requirement of using a kli. However, according to the Rashba raises this question. The Rashba himself was asked this question in a tshuva, and this is where the Rashba says that since the reason why we wash in the morning is to dedicate ourselves to the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Kohen, when we go into the Beis Hamikdash, would wash his hands and his feet from the kir, and by the halacha of the tefillah from the kir, there's a requirement of a kli. So similarly over here, when a person washes his hands to dedicate himself to the act of service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a requirement of a kli. So it comes out the following. We pointed out that according to the Rashba, you only have to wash before davening once a day. Not before mincha, before maariv, but only before shacharis. So according to the Rashba, you have to use a kli. So that from the morning, when he washes before davening, a person has to use a kli. That which you wash in the morning the first time, according to the Rashba, with a kli, would be sufficient to say that you're now dedicating yourself to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that netilah has to be done with a kli, both for the reason of Ruach Ra and for the reason of this act of dedicating yourself to the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That which you wash later on, let's say we said and gave an example, a person went to the bathroom and he came out before davening, he went to the bathroom a second time, and now he's ready to daven and he has to wash his hands again. That, according to the Rosh, that netilah does not require a kli. Similarly, a person is washing before mincha and before maariv, mikra din, that netilah does not require a kli. There seems to become a minig that many people have to use a kli. I just want to point out that it's not ma'akev. If a person does not have a kli, there's no reason not to wash, because the ikra netilah does not require a kli for mincha and for maariv. And even for shacharis, when a person will be washing a second time before davening, would not require a kli. I looked to see if I could find the makor that you require a kli for the other netilas, and it's very weak to say that there's a requirement. There's a wonderful sefer called Maasev the Kolamachanos, which he basically tries to bring in every single shita which is possible, and he finds one shita which requires a kli, and he brings about 15 or so that you don't require a kli. So I just want to point out very clearly in halacha that there's not a requirement of a kli in that situation. The ikur nekuda is washing your hands. Your hands should be clean. I do want to point out, according to the Rashba also, that which we said that you don't have to wash with other tefillah, it's obvious that a person went to the bathroom and a person needs to cleanse his hands have to be clean. We're talking about stam yadayim. Stam yadayim, we're not aware of any issue of being dirty at all. So according to the Rashba, there's no requirement to wash for mincha maariv. According to the Rosh, there's a requirement before tefillah, because it's for stam yadayim to wash before mincha for maariv as well. Have a good morning.